even though it says something else on the title. But Yaakov Esav, that's what we're going to talk about. The brothers, Hatov Hara, one is a good one and one is a bad one. And this shir is dedicated in memory of Ophir Agassi, Zichrono Livracha, by his loving family. And it's my pleasure and honor to be able to be part of the family a bit. So what we want to do is go through the story of Yaakov and Esav, the Brachot, Yitzchak, Rivka. I mean, those are the characters. And see if we can define who's doing a good thing, who's doing a bad thing. So the Pasuk, the first Pasuk, Tzaviki, Ki Zakein, Yitzchak, Zakein. When you say someone is a Zakein, it could be something positive. It could also be a little negative. I mean, Zakein could be elder, an elder, somebody who knows things, somebody who understands things. Vayiki Zakein Yitzchak. Yitzchak became that special person that you only become when you have many years behind you. Or the continuation of a Techena Einav Miraot. He wasn't able to see so well. If you can't see so well, so that means your wisdom is affected. So Yitzchak is presented to us as a complex personality. He's a Zaken, but he's Tichena Einav Miraot. And then this Yitzchak, who is perhaps the good person, perhaps a little less than good, Vayikrat Esav Beno Agadol Esav. Calling Esav Beno Agadol, that's sort of honorific. Esav Beno Agadol, how did he get to be Beno Agadol? Well, he was born first, but twins. I wouldn't call one Gadol and the other one not such Gadol. Vayoma Elav Beni, also a nice way of addressing him. Now you know that Hineni, it's something that you say when you're ready to take up the divine demand. I'm here and I'm ready. So again, I think in the Pasuk, if you analyze the Pasuk a little bit more, it's hard to know who Yitzchak is. Who is Yitzchak? Now, our opinion about Yitzchak, you know, after many years of thinking and studying, and I mean, we think that Yitzchak was a very special kind of person. He was willing to accept the tzivui, the command that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to Avraham Avinu to sacrifice Yitzchak. And he, Yitzchak, was able to accept that. He was there. So that Yitzchak is at a was at a young age very knowledgeable, understanding. So when Yitzchak comes and says, "Vayikra Esav Beno Gadol, Vayomer Elav Beni, Vayomer Elav Hineni," so we naturally assume that something positive is up his sleeve. Vayomer pasuk bet, vayomer hineinu zakanti, lo yadati yom moti. So you know, as it is with old people, they think about yom moti. They think about the day of their death, and the day of their death, he introduces himself to his son, and saying, you know, there's something that suddenly became important. We have to get it done. It should be done, right? Lo yadati yom moti, I don't know the, I feel that I'm going to die. Pasuk gimel vata sana kelecha, tel yecha ve kashtecha vata. I'm telling you something very important. I want you to take your bow, your arrow, your knives, tseha sadeh, go out into the field. Field is also a recurring theme Tzudalitzayid, I want you to trap some animal that will be easily converted into delicious food. Pasuk Dalet Vaseli Matamim. I want you to make me delicious food. Kasher Ahavti, the kind of food I really love. Vavia Liv Ochela Bavuri Varechecha Nafshi B'terem Amut. And I want you to Vavia Liv Ochela. Bring it to me. I will eat it. One second. Okay. Pasuk.
You didn't finish the pasuk.
Yitzchak says is that there's food and that there's food. I mean, something everybody knows. You know, sometimes you sit down to eat and it's kind of regular. And sometimes it's outstanding. And everybody knows that. Everybody knows that. So he also, Yitzchak says, look, there's food. And there's outstanding food. And I want you, Esav, to make me outstanding food. And that's in Pasuk Dalet, Vaseli Matamim Kasher Ahavti. Make food, make it in the way that I like. Vavia Livo Chela, bring it to me and I'll eat it. Why do I want this food? Bavur Tevarechecha Nafshi. That I will be able to bless you because I'll be feeling, I have that good feeling about myself and about blessing you, my son. And that's the background to the story. Yitzchak wants to bless his son Esav. In order to do that, I mean, he knows that it's not going to be easy. He knows that Esav is problematic. So he asks Esav to bring him good food, special food, right? Special food. Pasuk Hei. Rivka shomat b'daber Yitzchak el Esav b'no. Rivka Shomat, what does that mean? Rivka Shomat, was she? She was there in the room. Everybody knew that she was there, or she was behind the wall in another room, listening carefully through the walls. Rivka Shomat, b'davar Yitzchak el Esav b'no. Vayelech Esav asadeh letzut tzayed l'avi. Okay. Rivka Amra El Yaakov Benalemo. Now Rivka understands something. That something is going to happen that will harm her son, Yaakov, who we know that she was in favor of. So Rivka Amra El Yaakov Benalemo, Hinei Shamati Tavicha Medavei. I heard your father Yitzchak talking. El Esav Achiv Lemor, talking to Esav Achicha, your brother. Avia li tzayid, vasei li matamim, v'ocheila, v'avarechecha, lifnei Hashem, lifnei moti. I will be able to bless you. Yitzchak says in the rendition of Rivka, Yitzchak says to Esav, I will bless you. I will, if you bring me food, I will certainly be able to bless you. Vata b'ni shema b'koli, and Rivka says, listen, I know what's going on. I understand the situation. Listen to what I have to say. Vasher ani mitzaveh otach. Lechna el hatzon v'kach li mishav shnei gedayei izim tovim v'eseh otam matamim. Go and bring me some young lambs or some lambs, and I will make them delicious food for your father. Kasher ahev. Pasuk yud. Meveta lavicha v'achal. And you bring this food, you know, these hamburgers. You bring that to your father and he'll eat. Ba'avur sheiva rechecha lifnei moto. In order that you should get the bracha. And you should get the bracha. And if we remember the story, but what does that mean? What is she talking about? I mean, obviously, Yitzchak probably knows that Esav is problematic and that Yaakov is accepting of the ways of Abraham and Yitzchak. So what is she nervous about? Hine shamati et avicha medaber, etc. I overheard them. Pasuk yud aleph vayomer Yaakov v'Rivka imo. Ein Esav achi ish sa'ir v'anochi ish chalak. He says, he, Esav, he's hairy. And I'm smooth. I don't have a lot of hair on my arms. V'anochi ish chalak. Pasuk yud bet olay musheni avi. Maybe my father will feel me, as you know, you often do with somebody who comes into the room and wants to establish. So if Yitzchak didn't see so well, it's very likely that he would do that. Vayiti beinav kimitateya, and he'll feel that I am somehow irresponsible. And once my father figures out that I am trying to fool him, he will curse me and not give me a bracha. Not give me a bracha. Why go through all this? Why do this? I mean, why can't Rivka just go to her husband and say, listen, you know, we have a son, Yaakov, he's called Yaakov. He needs a bracha. V'tomelo'imo alai kilelatcha b'ni. So we don't understand how this works exactly, but obviously Yaakov was pacified. He was like, okay. His mother said, alai kilelatcha b'ni, I will accept the curse if it comes as a result of what we are doing. But meanwhile, listen to what I have to say. Pasuk yudalet vayelech vayikach vayavo leimo. He went and he took and he brought to his mother. What did he bring? Vatasi momatamim kasher hevaviv. And the mother made a wonderful dish. And Rivka took the special clothing that Esav had. You know what he wore when he went to a wedding? So he went out. Big day Esav ben Agadol Hamudot. Hamudot is on the Begadim. They were very special. Asher ita babayit. V'talbesh et Yaakov bena akatan. Benah Katan, why call him again Benah Katan? Esav is called Beno Hagadol. He's called Benah Katan. Why did he say that? I mean, how many opportunities were there? I mean, did Yitzchak know what was going on, or didn't he know what's going on? Vayomer Yaakov el Aviv, Anochi Esav Bechorecha, and Yaakov said, I am Esav Bechorecha, and that looks very much like a lie. And even though Chazal said, and maybe you could read it a little differently, like he said, Anochi, I am me, and Esav Bechorecha, and Esav is your older son, as though he said it in a way where you could argue that he's not exactly lying, but it sounds that way. Asiti ka asher dibarta elai kumna sheba bakla misedi bavote barachani nafshecha. And here we have the further explanation about why Yitzchak wanted the food. There was some problem that he had. And Tivarcheni Nafshecha would clear it up. It would clear up the problem. Vayome Yitzchak, Pasukav 20. Vayome Yitzchak Beno Mazem Miharta Limtsobini. What is it that you have found? What have you brought? Vayome Ki Hikra Hashem Elokecha Lefanai. I made the hamburgers with God's assistance. I feel that I'm worthy. That's what Esav is saying. Vayomer Yitzchak al Yaakov, Gishana v'amushcha b'ni. And Yitzchak said to Yaakov, come close and I'll feel you. Ataze b'ni Esav imlo. To me, it sounds like I read this pasuk. Pasuk Kaf Aleph. Vayom Yitzchak al Yaakov Shana Bamushka. Come close. Let me feel how you feel. Atazeh b'ni Esav imlo. Are you Esav, who I wanted, or not? Vaygash Yaakov al Yitzchak aviv. And Yaakov went and vayimishayu, that his father felt how he feels. Vayomer Hakol Kol Yaakov, Vayadayim Yidei Esav. Hakol Kol Yaakov, you sound like Yaakov, but you feel hairy like Esav. So what do you think? Did Yitzchak know or didn't he know? I think he knew. I think that's what the way the story is written, that's what we are expected to understand. He didn't really recognize, it says in the pasuk, he didn't recognize who it was. His arms were like Esav's. And he gave him a bracha. But still, I don't know. I find it difficult to determine whether Yitzchak knew that it was Esav. Of course, the question is, if he knew it was Esav, why did he give him a bracha? Why did he continue to give him a bracha? But I think that the answer is in the parasha, which we will see in a moment. Vayigash Yaakov al Yitzchak aviv. Pasuk, we're up to Pasuk of Gimel. Lohi Kiroki Yidav Kide Esav Achiv. Yaakov was somehow able to fool his father. Seirot Veivarcheu Kav Dalit 24. Vayomer Ataze Beni Esav. Vayomer Ani. Here again. I mean, sounds much like a lie. Vayomer Gishali Vochla Mitzeid Beni Lemante Barechicha. Navshi, he said, bring me the food, even though I think that Yitzchak knew that it was Yaakov. Lemante varechecha navshi, in order that I should be able to give you a bracha. Vayagesh lo vayochal. Vayagesh lo vayochal, vayavelo yayin, vayesht. He ate the food. He drank the wine. Vayomer lav Yitzchak aviv.
Why would the blessing be honored in a sense? Because he's...
I don't quite hear. Could you speak up?
Why would his blessing be honored? If you know, in contracts, if you pull the wool over somebody else's eyes, that contract is kind of null and void. So why would his blessing be seen as okay still, even if he didn't get caught?
Okay, we'll get to it in a few minutes, I think. He says, "Velohi kiro gimel kapei b'yom agishu li b'ochlam itzayt b'ni l'man tevarechecha nafshi." There is this idea of tevarechecha nafshi, that my soul, my nefesh, the most profound aspect of me, will be enhanced by the food, and I will be able to make the bracha meaningful. Vayigash, Pasuk of Zion 27, Vayigash, Vishaklo, Vayarach, Edrech, Bigadav. He smelled, finally he smelled the clothing. Vayivarcheu, Vayomer, Re'ei Reich, Benik, Reich, Sadeh, Hashem, Beracho, Hashem, that somehow Yitzchak felt that the clothing that Yaakov was wearing, the clothing of Esau, was something of great spiritual value. Vayitein lecha Elokim, and he continues the bracha, and God will give you, hopefully, vital shamayim, from the dew of heaven, mishmaneya aretz, and the fat of the land, rosh dagan v'tirosh, and all the great things that grow. Yavducha amim, you other nations will serve you, v'yishtachu, v'yishtachavu lecha, the umim, other nations will bow down to you. You'll be a gvir. You'll be an important person. We could go through each of these positive statements, but you see at the end that they all are of a particular kind. Pasuk Lamed. When Yitzchak finished blessing Yaakov, Yitzchak play, right? The dramatic moment. Esav Yaakov goes out, and Esav comes in. Pasuk Lamed Aleph, Vayazkam Humatamim, and he made good food. Vayavel Aviv, Vayomel Aviv, Yakum Aviv, Vayochal Mitzayt Beno, Bavur Tibarchani Nafshechov. I want you to eat the food, and then you'll be able to bless me from the depths of your soul. Vayomelo Yitzchak Aviv, and Yitzchak looks up. I mean, he doesn't see, but he could look in the direction of the voice, Miata. He says, "Who are you?" Vayom ani bincha b'chorcha Esav. I'm your firstborn son, Esav. Vayechrad Yitzchak harada gedola ad ma'od. He became very nervous and excited. Vayom mi'efo atzad tzayet v'yaveli. So who's the one who brought me that delicious food that I ate? Mikol, v'terem tavo v'avarcheu gam baruch yeyeh. And before you came, I gave him a bracha. Gam baruch yeyeh, and that bracha will be effective. Yishmoa esav et divrei aviv yitzak tzaka gdola amara ad ma'od. And he said to his father, "Give me a bracha." Vayomer, What does this mean? You mean that Yitzchak can't give his son a bracha? Why not? Because he gave a bracha to Yaakov, he can't give a bracha to Yitzchak? I mean, what could that possibly mean? Pasuk Lamed Hey. Lamed Hey, Vayome Ba'achicha B'meir Ma. Your brother fooled me. Vayikach Birchatecha. Vayomer, and Esav bemoans his fate. Achika Rashmo Yaakov. Oh, he's really Yaakov. Vayakveni, the same word. He didn't allow me to get what I deserved. Zet pa'amayim twice. Et b'chorati lakach, he took my standing as the firstborn. V'hinei ata lakach birchati, and now he took my bracha. V'yomar, alo atzalta li bracha. Pasuk lamed zayin, v'yan Yitzchak v'yomar le'isav, v'yomer le'isav en gvir samti lecha, ואת כל אחד נתתי לו לעבדים, נתתי לו לעבד. סגן. He goes on to stick to ביום עשב אל אבי בברכה אחתי לך. So עשב בעשב. So what do you mean you only have one bracha to give away? Avi Bercheni ani Avi. Give me a bracha. Vayisa Esav kolo vayevka. What are they talking about? What exactly are they talking about? Vayan Yitzchak Avi vayomer elav. Hinei mishmanei aretz yemoshevecha. You're going to sit in the fat places. Tala shabayim me'al. Al charbacha tichye, you'll live with your sword, v'tachicha ta'avod, and you will serve your brothers. V'yakasher tarida furakto ulo ma'al savarecho. You'll be able to free yourself from the oppression. V'yistome sabet Yaakov ala bracha, asher berecho aviv, and Yitzchak aided Esav for the bracha which he received. The bracha asher berecho aviv. Yom Esav belibo, and Esav said to himself, Yikrivu yimei evel avi, v'argat Yaakov b'chi. My father will die. Then I'll have an opportunity to kill my brother. Yaakov. Vayugad l'Rivka divrei Esav bina agadol. And Rivka found out. I mean, she's the one who finds out the secret hidden things. Vatishlach vatikra li Yaakov bina katan. Right, receive bina gadol bina katan. Vatoma elav. And she said to him, to Yaakov, Hinei Esav achicha mitnachem lecha. Lo'agecha, his idea is to kill you. V'ata b'ni, shma b'koli, v'kum b'rach lecha elavan achi charana. Pasuk Mem Dalet. V'yashavta imo yamim achadim, you'll be with my brother a few days, adesher tashuv chamat achicha, until your brother gets it under control. Ad shuv af achicha mimcha, your brother will no longer be angry with you. V'shachachet asher asita lo, and he'll forget what happened. V'shalachti ulekachticha misham. Lama eshkal gam shnechem yom echad. Why should you both die on the same day? Atomer Rivka el Yitzchak, And Rivka says, goes to Yitzchak and says, Katzti b'chayai, mipnei benot chet. I'm really unhappy because Yaakov, my son, im lokech Yaakov isha mipnot chet, might marry one of the women who are benot chet, the daughters of the tribe of chet. Ka'ele. Mibinot ha'aretz, if he marries one of them, lamali chayim. So you actually see that Rivka carried out two plans. One seemed to be a colossal failure, the plan to get Yaakov to get the bracha. I mean, it was not a failure in the sense that she was successful, but there were a lot of unhappy moments along the way. Her second plan was to send Yaakov away until Esav would get over his anger. The next perek, the three psukim of the next perek, contain the solution to the mystery. Vayikra Yitzchak al Yaakov. Here's Rivka, she was her idea. But implementation belonged to Yitzchak. Vayivarech oto. And he wanted to give Yaakov a bracha. Vayitzavehu. And he gave him the following order. Vayomelo. And he said to him, Lo tikach isha mibnot Kenan. I don't want you to marry a woman, a Canaanite. Just like your father, Abraham, didn't want you to marry a Canaanite, and you married Rivka. I want you, Yaakov, to follow in that path. Kum lech padena Aram. Go to the place where my family, where Rivka's family is from. Beta bituel avi imecha. To the house of Betuel, and take a woman from there. Take a woman from there to be your wife. We know that if the woman generally goes into the house of the husband, and in such a case, she would solve the problem because the woman he finds, he found more than one woman, but the woman that he finds would not be connected to the Canaanite world. Right? Pasuk Gimel. Now look at Pasuk Gimel. I know that it's already, we've had some time together, but look at Pasuk Gimel. El Shaddai Yivarech Otcha. And here, who's talking? Who's talking? Yitzchak. Remember Yitzchak? He's the one who couldn't see. He's the one who wanted to give a bracha to Esav. He's the one who did finally give a bracha to Esav after he gave a bracha to Yaakov. So he says, Yitzchak says to Yaakov, El Shaddai, that's one of the names of Hashem, Yivarech Otcha, V'yifricha v'yirbecha v'yita l'kahal amim. There's a Yitzchak. He's still blessing. He doesn't stop. El Shaddai yivarech otcha. God should bless you v'yifricha v'yirbecha, and you should have many, many progeny. V'yita l'kahal amim, and a large community of nations will come from you, v'yitein lecha et birkat Avraham, and you should receive the bracha of Avraham lecha ulezaracha itach, the bracha of Avraham, for you and your descendants. What is the bracha of Avraham? L'rishticha et eretz migurecha, in order to inherit the land in which you live, asher natan Elohim la'Abraham, Asher Natan Elohim la'Abraham. So we know that there is a bracha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to Avraham Avinu. And that bracha had two components. One was Piri Uveribio, that there'll be a tremendous progeny that derived from Yaakov. And the second is that they will inherit the land. And that's what we call the Brit, the covenant, or Birkat Avraham. So the story makes sense. If we say that Rivka's mistake was that she thought that Yaakov was going to pass the bracha of Avraham on to Esav, and she knew that the one who deserved that bracha was Yaakov, because Yaakov followed the way of the Torah and the mitzvot. I mean, all of this is documented. It's documented in Chazal. So Rivka made a mistake. She thought that Yitzchak was going to give the bracha of Avraham to Esav, in the hope, I suppose, that that might straighten him out, make him into a better person, So Rivka made a mistake. I could say that Yitzchak didn't make a mistake. Yitzchak never intended to give the bracha of Avraham to Esav. You see that from the end of the story. The end of the story is that Yitzchak gave the bracha of Avraham to Yaakov. And whatever happened before that had nothing to do with the bracha of Avraham. Right? So the mistake was Rivka's mistake. She was standing in a way that she didn't quite get the whole story. She didn't understand that Yitzchak had no intention of raising the level of Esav to the level of Birkat Avraham. Rivka understood part of the story, but not all of the story. And so Esav, who knew that there was a secret blessing, that there was a blessing that could only be given after the eating of wondrous food, Esav said, "Don't you have another blessing for me?" Which showed that he didn't understand what the issue was. That the issue was Birkat Avraham and not Bracha. Because then Yitzchak gave a blessing to Esav that was essentially the same as the blessing that he gave to Yaakov. And that was the blessing of Olam Hazeh. It was a blessing of stuff, of things, of power, of having... Being able to eat. I mean, like he was not just a blessing where he put his hand on his head, but they actually did it. They ate wondrous food. They became part of Olam Hazeh. Yitzchak and Esav. But you see from the various psukim, is that we noted, I think you see very clearly that Yitzchak knew something. He knew that there was something going on, and whereas he, Yitzchak, tried to reform Esav and make him into a better person, right? Esav remained stuck in his feeling about his brother. And Rivka, I would say, Rivka's mistake was that she thought that that Yitzchak was going to give something away that could not be redeemed, that could not be returned. And that's Birkat Avraham. But obviously, we see from the end of the parasha that this was not the case, because before Yaakov ran away to Padan Aram, his father gave him Birkat Abraham. He didn't even give it to him because it belonged to Hashem. Kel Shaddai, it says in the Pasuk, will give you Birkat Abraham, not me. So that the mistake that Rivka made, I think, had something to do with the deployment of these brachot. Okay. Have a good Shabbos. All the best.
Shabbos, and thank you.